for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, May the 26th, 2019. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service teaching on Problems with Freemasonry.
I'm going to share with you some of the problems with Freemasonry. We'll pray and see God uproot some of what Freemasonry has brought, because He'll be faithful to do that. But even within this, I have an entire other teaching on what I'm going to mix in with this, but I want to tell you something. There's nothing new under the sun. According to Solomon, Jesus said when He returns, it'll be like the days of Noah. How many know that the devil's most powerful work is as an angel of light? Something perceived as good that's not. Freemasonry, let me just say this. To the Jewish mind, to the Israelite mind, to the Hebrew mind, there's been some major catastrophes in the history of man, with the number one being the fall of Adam and Eve. But right up there next to it, it's kind of like this. On the good side, the most important thing that ever happened to you is get saved. Okay? And you're spending, man, I mean, you're not saved, nothing else matters, honestly. Because you're going to hell. And you get saved. But then the second most important thing for your spiritual walk, I'm telling you, we love the deliverance, we need that. But let me tell you what. You need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You need to be endued with power from on high.
Yes.
And that includes being able to pray in tongues. It's something that you should hunger and thirst for, and don't buy the lie that it's not for you. Because let me tell you something. When Paul's talking, he said, I wish you all prayed in tongues. That's what he said. He said, you speak mysteries unto God when you're praying in tongues in an unknown language. The Spirit's interceding for us with unknown groanings and utterings. And the Bible says, because we don't even know how to pray. So let me tell you something. Every believer in here baptized in the Holy Spirit with a prayer language that exercises it knows full well that when you don't know what to do, you start praying in tongues. When you don't have an answer, we're doing these deliverances. There's a lot of times, you know, I mean, we know how to execute justice against the enemy and cut his roots out and do all those things from experience and working with the Holy Spirit, and we can decimate the kingdom of darkness through repentance and the Word God, in the name of Jesus. But sometimes there's a key needed and we don't have a clue. So we start praying in the Spirit. And sometimes the Lord Himself just makes them leave when you do that. We thank God. Now, if God's not a respecter of person, and that is a gift, would He give that gift to Kernan and not give it to me?
No.
The answer is no. So the enemy has been able to, and by the way, there's a thing called the hoodwink Freemasonry. We'll talk about that. But the enemy has been able to blind the saints. I'm just telling you, I've never seen anybody that decides, Lord, this gift's from me, that He didn't give it to them. That He didn't give it to them. Now, listen to me. With the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you're asking to be cloaked with power from on high. And the purpose isn't so I can say I'm powerful. I'm a prophet. Teacher, it ain't none of that. It's to be a bold witness for Jesus. And now listen, you can be baptized in the Holy Ghost and act like a fool. Some people get baptized in the Holy Ghost and God's been gracious to them and they don't pursue God and they end up in the pit. Because they now became more dangerous to the enemy and he's going to pounce on them. You get baptized in the Holy Ghost, you put your face towards God and you don't look back. But we can't even be an effective military without the weaponry and the power. So you can be born again. It's not to do with being born again. This is talking about being endued with power. The word that's really like putting a cloak on. And so when you choose to obey God, the fruit of the Spirit develops. And then when you listen, so we worship God in spirit and truth. We're anchored on the Word. We walk through the Spirit of truth, which brings love that confirms the Word. And that's how we're to worship Him. But see, so when all of that's worked correctly, we're going to have the fruit of the Spirit from obeying God, which is love and joy and peace and gentleness and meekness and kindness and faithfulness and law and self-control. All of those things. You can have the power of God, and if you don't have the fruit, you really stink. You can be endued with power and not be led by the Spirit of God. But what happens when we allow God to form our life and we come into agreement with Him? Amos 3:3, how do two walk together unless they be agreed? And so we come into agreement with Him. Now we're endued with power, and now we become effective ministers of reconciliation, bold witnesses, because we have power to help us put down sin in our own life. We have power to understand the Word of God. We have power to not return evil for evil. See, all those things He helps us with when we choose to be obedient to Him. So if you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, seek it. Ask. Receive. Believe. I know for me, when I saw it was true, okay, well, I didn't have any religious training. I mean, I didn't have any religious training. So by the time I was so messed up when I come to the Lord, and when I got, you know, I went to Sunday school and went to all that, you know, when I was a kid. So I knew who Jesus was, but I never, I lived all that time partying and all that. When God pulled me out of that pit and I read the Bible, they told me it was completely true. When it said something, I just took it for what it said. But I didn't have any poor religious doctrine to overcome. So when I got prayed for to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I knew that all the evidence showed that you should be praying in tongues too. So every day I go, God, here I am. I believe. You know, this and that. And listen, and He did what He said He would do. Don't give up. Walk in power. You need it. That was a bonus, by the way. It's a bonus. You know you're somebody. And that, let me make something clear. You're not a less than saint because you're not.
Right.
Man, the value set at the cross. We're all important. Everybody's important.
Amen.
You're just going to become a more effective minister. And everybody raise your hand. Say, I'm a minister.
I'm a minister.
Okay? You know what minister means? Servant. The truth is, if I won't take your garbage out for you, I ain't qualified to stand up here. We're supposed to serve one another.
That's right.
And we have to get to a position where the truth is, the very truth is, we're going to walk in our callings, we're going to do what God's called us to do, okay? But I don't care whether I'm sitting on the front row, the back row, the middle row, here, or what. It's got to be just as important to me to pray for the ambulance going down the road as it is to stand up here. And if we really get the picture of how powerful our prayer is, we just live that way. Your prayers say, Lord, my prayer is powerful. It changes things.
It changes things
here on this earth. Because you're not a liar. Amen? So, Genesis 6 says the sons of God took the daughters of men for wives, and there were Nephilim, or giants, in the land. Without going into the fullness of this, you can research it yourself. Sons of God is the word for fallen angels. It's for angels, not fallen angels, but angels. It's B'nai Elohim. And that's what happened. And people and there was a doctrine for a long time that people would say, well, these were evil sons of evil daughters of Cain marrying righteous sons of Seth. Okay? Now listen to me. You ever know any bad people that married good people? Did they produce giants? Huh? Did they produce giants? No. This is a genetic deal. And the giants are all over the earth. And their evidence is all over the earth. Pyramids. All these things down in the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Incas, things in Thailand. All of the evidence. Every one of these cultures that did this worshiped similar gods by different names. Because look, at Babel, when God scrambled the language, it went all over. But what they were doing even at Babel was trying to bring back what happened before the flood. And before the flood, these fallen angels, they were called watchers, took women for wives, and they created even what the Greeks would call titans. all over the world, there's architectural evidence that you can't build them today. We don't have cranes to move some of the stone. We don't have technology to put it together. They had technology, listen to me, greater than what we have today. Even our militaries and the world government are going back searching this stuff out to try to find what they had. And they found it. And they've gotten help from fallen angels. And these destructive things like nuclear weapons and some of the things that when it come from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the fallen angels gave it to man because they want to destroy us and control us. I use this phone. And I use it as an instrument of righteousness. I can use it as an instrument of unrighteousness. But I can promise you, every one of us is being monitored. I see people, well, I got this program and that program. Listen. You know, the only protection we got is Jesus. Amen. Every once in a while I'm having a conversation, especially if I've talked something like this, I'll stop a minute and I'll just preach a little gospel message. If you're listening to this conversation, if this should come by your deal, the people you're serving will take you straight to hell with them. I love you. The only kind of revolutionary I am is a revolutionary for Jesus Christ who died to save your soul. And I want you no harm. You know? Because I know they listen. You don't think they listen? Your TVs? Everything. The technology was greater before the flood. And here's the reason I'm telling you this. It's going to tie into Freemasonry, but you need to know the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Whatever was is going to be again. Okay? So all those things that went on before are going to happen again. And it was a genetic alteration designed to keep the seed of the woman, who is Jesus, from coming. And they were there in the promised land. You'll be astounded how many giant tribes were there. The book of Amos says they were as tall as the cedars and the average height is 24 to 36 feet. So if you wonder why those 10 spies were all messed up, just be glad. Hope you had the spirit of Caleb and Joshua when you went up there because the rest of them were going, oh my God, what are we going to do here? Some of us have been afraid of our giants, our long-necked enemy. And yet with Jesus, those giants don't have a chance. What happened before is happening again. And even through genetic alteration, because those same beings, listen, the devil is not stupid. You hear people call the devil stupid? They don't know what they're talking
about. That's right.
That's a game you don't want to be playing. Because it's born out of human pride to call him stupid. That thing is more intelligent, and the smallest, littlest, impish demons got more knowledge than you got. They're ancient beings. Now, they don't stand a chance against Jesus. But boy, you better know that you know that you know it's because of him. They don't stand a chance. Man, I remember when I first started doing this ministry, started praying for people because it started early. Laying hands on people, praying for people. And God introduced us. And we ended up coming to Lake Hamilton and all those things. And I remember as I would see God's hand move and somebody get healed or somebody get delivered. And I could, and listen, it wasn't even a voice. It wasn't anything else. But I knew the enemy was trying to put credit into me. Mm-hmm. For what God was doing. That was an unction of the Holy Spirit. And I would know it. And I said, oh no. And all glory is the Lord. Amen. All glory is Jesus. What he shares with us, he does. But he's the one. We need to give him glory and never forget that. And no matter what he uses you for, it's all about him. And anybody that does what we do enough knows that if you want to live, you give him all the glory. Because he says, I'll share my glory with no one. There are ministers, listen to me. I don't know why I'm going here, but there are ministers that congregations, pastors, build up so high on a pedestal that they cause them to be in idolatry even if the man or the woman is not accepting it. But they don't correct it.
That's right.
And as one man said, don't put me up on a pedestal. I don't want to fall that far. You get that? See, so we got to be careful to give the glory where it belongs, and that's Jesus.
Yeah.
So, Freemasonry, there's a saying in the occultic realm, and that saying is, as above, so below. As above, so below. And in that realm, the occultic realm where the battles fought in this, listen, so in the book of Daniel, you see a battle fought between angels over territories. And Daniel's prayer was hindered because this angel, the prince of Persia, stood in his way. And Michael had to come help him. Well, that battle's still going on all the time. But when those angels came to earth, as above, so below. So what, even in the occultic realm, even those that don't have this understanding, what they're saying is let what's going on in that second heaven and their works come here. So when you look at this Masonic symbolism, when you look at this, this is the square and the compass, okay? In the square and the compass, Freemasonry is hidden in symbolism. And the lowest level guys don't, and I want to tell you this, they're not all of them evil people. Yeah, I mean, I probably in this room, probably. Now, my grandpa was a nice man. I'm sure he was. My granny's Eastern Star. She wasn't evil. Well, she was probably a sweet person. How many of you know they're sweet Buddhists? Deception's deception. So on the forefront, they tell the average Mason that this is a compass, and this is a square, and they are, and what they're saying, and this means G stands for God, okay? And that, now here's the thing about Freemasonry, and I'll skip past that when I get it, because I'm just talking, okay? But I'm telling you ahead of time. I'm going to show you a number of things wrong with Freemasonry. Number of things. But if nothing else but what I'm about to tell you was here, it is an Antichrist system to the hilt. Because in Freemasonry, they tell you that if you live by the square and the compass, you can go see the great architect of the universe when you die. That means if you behave and live right with a good moral plumb line and you live in a good morality, you're going to get to go to heaven. Do you know that's a lie? Yeah. You need Jesus. You're supposed to behave. If you just scoff at God and mock Him, you're probably not saved and you're going to go to hell. You don't care. When you get born again, you care. Yeah. And you might be fighting a fight. Everyone in here is born again in some level of battle. Yeah. Yes. In some level of victory. And we're fighting to the day of redemption, okay? But you could be, let me tell you something, if you're over here going, well, I'm okay, I'm not like that guy, you might be going to hell. And this person over here is going, Lord, I don't want to look at that pornography. And they're going to make heaven. Mm-hmm. So the square and the compass. It's a religion called Freemasonry. Symbols, snares, conflicts with the Word of God. Okay, thank you, Lord. All right, so on the front cover, living by good behavior gets you to see the great architect of the universe called Geotu, which is a god unto itself that they worship. But the real truth is, and the farthest depths of this, is that this represents those fallen angels, heaven. This represents earth women, earth. This is the union, and the G is for generative principle. So this is male. This is female, and it represents man evolving into godhood. Because those mixtures, and when that happened with the angels and the women, it brought immortal spirits onto the earth that didn't belong here. They didn't belong here. Should have never happened. Because God kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden for a reason. Do you understand that? Okay. Nothing new under the sun will proceed from there. So Freemasonry has salvation without rebirth. Even those Masonic lodges, you see, and most guys, you got some lodges and you'll hear Masons say, well, we pray to Jesus in the lodge. They do. Some of them do. But they don't know what all they've joined themselves to.
That's right.
And what all the problems. It is Gnostic in nature. If you ever hear the term Gnosticism. Gnosticism means salvation by knowledge. How many know? Do you know that you can know the Bible inside and out, front and back, and you can recite every verse, and you don't have a whit of information that does anybody any good if you ain't born again and it don't hit the ground? Okay? You know it. It's knowledge. Do you know that you can gain knowledge by yourself without the help of God? Just go search it out. You can gain any kind of knowledge you want. What you need God's help for is understanding and wisdom. So in your gaining of knowledge about God and His ways, you need to ask Him for understanding. He brings understanding. So the Scripture needs to come to life, but you need to understand, what does it mean? And then once you find out what it means, the next question is, God, how do I apply it? That's wisdom. How do I use this? So if I first saw a hammer for the first time, somebody said, that's a hammer, but I never saw a hammer used. Well, that's a hammer. Then when I see somebody, and then somebody tells me, you take that and you take this called a nail and you drive it in. Oh, now I have a little understanding. But only when I pick that hammer up and I start swinging it do I gain the wisdom on how to apply it and how not to hit my thumb. Gnosticism says knowledge. And see, that's the thing with Freemasonry. Levels of knowledge are supposed to take you closer and closer and closer to the fulfillment. How many know when you're born again? You've been changed.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Your knowledge will make you a more effective Christian. If you're born again, with your knowledge combined with your understanding and walking out the wisdom, when you become those witnesses. See that thing I talked about, that power to be a witness. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord.
Help me to be hungry.
Help me to be hungry.
For your word.
For your word.
And then give me understanding.
And give me understanding.
Of what it means.
Of what it means.
And then I'm asking you for wisdom. On how to apply it. In every situation in my life. In Jesus' name. Freemasonry is done in secrecy. Secret. Now, so many guys have come out of it. Thank you, Lord. That their secrets aren't so secret anymore. If you go look. But they're not going to give them to you. Okay? How many know that the Lord doesn't keep His truth a secret?
Amen.
How many know the Lord works in the light?
Yes.
Amen. How many know that the gospel is for anybody who will?
Yes.
Aren't you glad about that?
Yes.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
let your gospel,
reach every facet
of my soul.
I'm asking.
In Jesus' name. Gospel's good news. Sometimes our problems, see, the good news is truth. See, those lies and those strongholds keep the good news from reaching parts of our soul. You can think of your soul like a house with many rooms. Okay? And so, and God owns the whole house, but some of them rooms got demons in them that are controlling the thoughts. They've got to be expelled so the truth can flood in there. And then the operational control will be under the Holy Spirit, not the demons. Freemasonry commits the sin of partiality. James 2:1 says, my brethren, have not faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. He said, if you respect the persons, you commit sin and are convicted of the law as transgressors. Listen, Masonry permeates our society throughout the business realm of the world. It's merchandise. It's, listen, the enemy works through Freemasonry to influence business and government. But it's about money. It's matter. Okay? But a Mason, and see that square in the compass? A Mason can walk into a courtroom, and if you got a Masonic judge, he can say, can I get a square deal here, judge? And that judge knows he's a Mason, and automatically the scales of justice just went towards that guy, if at all possible. There's a handshake. And this is pretty wild. I'm going to tell you this. My daddy was a 32nd degree and a Freemason and a Shriner. So I'll tell you about some of the curses here in a minute. But I lived all that. I know. I know the devastation it brings to the family. All right? But so we repudiated all this. Been going through this deliverance. Been ministering this deliverance all these years. And last year, my partner in business, his daddy was a Mason too. And I shook his hand, my partner in business. He goes, do you realize you're using a Masonic handshake? He said, I shook a man's hand a little while back. And he said, are you a traveling man? I said, what do you mean? And he said, I just knew by the Lord that he was talking about a Mason. He said, why do you ask that? He said, because of your handshake. So we were doing it in our DNA without even knowing. Because I was never a Mason. I know the shape. I've seen them. You know, I've studied this out. But it was in us, inherited from our father. I don't shape like that anymore. Thank you. We renounce that. There's things you inherit. It's real. Partiality. I knew a man. I have a young man, the Lord I ministered to, and a lot of deliverance. And the Lord has done a great work in his life. And he said back when he was still a Mason, he got pulled over by a DPS trooper up there in the Corsicana area. And a guy pulled him over and came back with his license and shook his head and put the press on him, the Masonic press, and said, just go your way. And he said, I never said a word about Masonry. I didn't have a ring on. How did he know that? That cop knew it spiritually. Not from the good side. So some famous Freemasons. I took this from their list. We'll get there in a minute. Famous Freemasons. Okay? So you can go to the website and see. And this is just a small... it's A to Z. I'm not going to go through A to Z.
but I'll tell you who some of them are. Anybody ever heard of Louis Armstrong? How about Buzz Aldrin? How about Benedict Arnold? How about Stephen F. Austin? Gene Autry? Omar Bradley's general. Somebody made the history. How about there was a guy named Richard Byrd? Went to the North Pole and the South Pole. Most every road, a lot of the cities, roads all over Texas, Houston, especially, they're all named after these guys. The heroes of the Texas Revolution. William Cody, Buffalo Bill, you ever heard of him? How about Nat King Cole? How about Samuel Cole? Davy Crockett, Sam Houston, Ron Howard, Burl Ives, Andrew Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Lyndon Johnson, Eddie Rickenbacker, who was an Air Force hero. How about the Ringling Brothers? Sugar Ray Robinson, boxer. How about Roy Rogers? But Will Rogers, Franklin Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, George Wallace, Jack Warner, Warren Earl. He was Supreme Court Justice for a long, long time. It was him that oversaw the abortion thing happening, taking prayer out of the schools. Even Booker T. Washington, George Washington. How about John Wayne? On and on. That influence. Many of these politicians become Masons, and when they become Masons, they end up like we are supposed to confess our sins one to another. But we don't expect you to get up here and tell everybody anything your sins. Okay? I can get up here and tell you, I can go for an hour and a half and tell you my stuff and not even touch it from what I used to do. Okay? By the grace of God, things I don't do anymore. Okay? Because God's a good God. But these guys share their secrets. And then when they get promoted to become Congressman so-and-so, Senator so-and-so, Vice President so-and-so, then they introduce them to sex, sometimes with children. Sometimes they're forced to. Sometimes it's just sex with a prostitute or homosexual activity or something in it, and they got pictures of it. And now this guy's in office, and he gets a phone call and says, this needs to go this way. And it happens. That's how this business works in this world. They make unholy vows. Unholy vows. A lot of times we're praying for you, and I'm going to tell you something. Maybe it's been dealt with. I know I generally do. But I'm going to tell you something. If you make, God said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. He says, don't swear by your head because you can't make one hair white or black. Nor by the earth, for it's his footstool. Neither by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great God. Swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it's God's throne. I kind of went backwards on that. But he said, let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. If you ever said, I'll never love anybody again, you've got demons that are making sure that you're going to honor that word. You release that in the atmosphere. Nobody's going to hurt me like that again. Well, the demons are going to make sure you're so hard-hearted and nobody can get close enough to love you. Yeah. I'll never be like my daddy. And then you just act just like him. Because of the unholy judgment that says, well, what you judge, you become like, even if you were a little child. The devil's a bully and the law's the law. I'll never marry a man like my father. I'll never marry a woman like my mother. And there you are living. Now, we forgive everybody, right? That's why we get healed. But you got to rescind those vows. So the Masons take vow after vow after vow after vow, and they're horrible vows. And I'll read some of those for you later. So there's in America, as practice, you have a blue lodge. And the Blue Lodge will have the first three degrees in the Blue Lodge. And the first is called Entered Apprentice. The second one is called Fellow Craft. And the third is called Master Mason. If one chooses, he can go up one side. They got kind of a Masonic pyramid. And on one side, you'll see all these steps. It goes to 32nd degree. It's called the Scottish Rite. On the other side, it's called the York Rite. And it's called Christian. Okay? But it starts at a base. And it ends up together. You're on the same path. And it's a Luciferian path, no matter what it's called. And I've heard people say, well, I just joined. And I didn't go, I went to masturbation, then I quit. Or I went to first degree and quit. But you got in it. You got all the curses. And by the way, the reason you probably joined is because you got some ancestor and you inherited those things in the first place to get you in the middle of it. It requires severance to get away from it. I was never a Mason, but I lived the curse of it. Now, some of the Masons, listen to me. A Mason that doesn't have Jesus, because it's possible to be born again and still be a Mason. You're deceived, you're deceived. You ever been born again and cut somebody up? Deceit is deceit. So there are some that are probably really born again. But they're in a mess, man. Do you see their lives? The Mason himself is really tore up on this earth. Because he's got his feet in both kingdoms and he's spoken with his mouth into both kingdoms. Doesn't even know it. But the Mason's children tend to be decimated. And their grandchildren's decimated with all sorts of sin and destruction. But some of these guys, I gave you a list of all these names. All these names. And as long as they were active, and as long as they were part, and as long as they never remitted or did any of those things, they shined. Because, let me ask you something. Who's in control of the money system of the world? Do you know who? It ain't God. He can close it off anytime, one day. He'll allow it to crash and all that. But right now, listen, the devil's the prince of this world. And he's the prince of the governments. And he is the prince of the religious systems. He is the prince of the economic systems. And he is the prince of the education systems. And he's the prince of the entertainment system. His hand's in all of it. And everything I just read to you covered every one of those categories. In many degrees, the Mason pledges himself to Egyptian and other deities. There's a 33rd degree. It's largely honorary. But 32 degrees gives you access to becoming a Shriner. As a Shriner, you will place your hand on the Quran and pledge yourself to Allah. 33rd degree Masons know they're serving Lucifer. 32nd might not. Okay? They call the ones that have understanding. So how many know you can go to church and not know nothing? Some people sit in church, they don't change at all in 20 years. They're the same as they were 20 years ago. Okay? So just like that, in the Freemasonry, there's guys that are just there because they went and get good agreement and business and favor and all that. And they don't know. They're blind. But then there's guys that have understanding that they're in an occultic organization. They call those the adept, the sages, the learned ones. And those are the guys that get promoted way high in the big high areas of government and business. But once you become 33rd degree, you have to be, you know that you're serving Lucifer, the light bearer. They know. There are some, if I said the name, you'd probably be shocked. I'm just going to tell you there is a evangelist that, and I'm not saying that people weren't saved through the ministry. I'm not saying that because God, somebody said, who said he could use a mule? Sister did, but she's pregnant. Okay? The Lord can use a mule. Word of God is the word of God. If it's released, it does what it does. But there is an evangelist that's revered all over this nation. He's dead now. But there's a 33rd degree Mason that came out of 33rd degree Masonry that said when he was there, that particular evangelist was there too. When he got sworn in as a 33rd degree Mason. And guess what? You can't be at that swearing in unless you're a 33rd degree Mason. His initials are BG. It goes deep. It's a mess. So, I hope he repented. I hope he's repented. He's got all them crowns for the gospel he did preach. Yeah. And it started off well but got compromised. Listen to him, the man did it. And listen, this particular man, the BT man, by the end of it, you don't see it, but I've seen it. Listen, so there's things that you hear, things that you read, but I've seen interviews with him where he said this: when somebody comes up in our crusades, if they're Catholic, we send them to the Catholic Church. If they're Jews, we send them to the synagogues. And if they're Christians, or we send them to the Protestant, if that's their background. Now, that is Freemasonry to the hilt. All roads lead to God is ultimately the story here. Let me say this. We love all people. I could do a whole teaching on the Catholic Church. I've done it here before. Okay? And every one of us got Catholic stuff in the background. It's got to be renounced. Somewhere up this tree. Somewhere. I never pray for anybody to find Catholic demons in them. Anywhere. Anytime. If I started that now, we'd start getting deliverance in here. Okay? But Catholicism is an abomination. It's a huge problem. They worship the Queen of Heaven, in the name of Mary. The woman they call Mary is supposed to be perfect. supposed to have never died, supposed to have been raptured, supposed to be a co-redeemer. They've made her a goddess. But it's not our Mary. The mother of Jesus, who is a woman to be revered but not worshipped. We thank God for her. She was apparently a pretty good gal. God would have chose her, right? God said she'd be called blessed amongst all women. So that's true. We just don't worship her. She's not our intercessor. Only Jesus. So if that's their Mary, then they got another Jesus. Okay? Because my Jesus, Mama, is up there cheering us on. And she's cheering us on because she's part of the great cloud of witnesses, okay? But she ain't taking nobody's prayer. So we got a different Jesus. The depths of deception go deep. The Bible is mixed with idolatry, paganism, occult, Gnosticism, Kabbalah, fertility cults, Satanism, spiritualism, demonology. It's been put in a blender and it comes out and it's truly a religion even though they deny it is. Do you know that when you go get initiated into the Freemasonry, then when they first, in that first initiation, the initiate walks in and they said, "What do you come for?" He says, "I've come seeking the light." Well, if you're born again, what light are you seeking? You already got the light. Amen. Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. John 8:12. They have a false light, a Luciferian light. He's a master deceiver. Satan is. They do good works. Shrine hospitals. Their benefits. Some people, there's a place, listen, sometimes, I just tell you this, man, there are kids maybe ended up in Shriner Hospital and Burn Institute or crippled children, and God fixed them up. I mean, they got fixed up in there, okay? Well, sometimes God will make the devil pay for things he's messed up. Just remember that.
Yeah.
Well, we thank God for the works, but that was my child, and I'd done it in the past when I was ignorant, I'd be breaking all those ties. You know that God sent Israel back into the land because it was the time. That doesn't mean they're all holy over there. They're as messed up as anybody in the world. They denied Jesus, but God made a covenant with them. All right? But do you know who paid to get them back in there? The Rothschilds did. God used the devil to finance get them back in there. Huh? Because God has a plan and a purpose. It's another story. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. There's no great thing if his ministers are also transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I'm going to speed through this because I believe God will move it out here right at noon. Okay? We're not supposed to be bowed down to idols. I just want to read you a quote or two by Freemasons. Here's a guide, Introduction to Freemasonry. In his private petitions, a man may petition God or Jehovah, Allah or Buddha, Muhammad or Jesus. He may call upon the God of Israel or the First Great Cause. In the Masonic Lodge, he hears petition to the great architect of the universe, finding his own God under that name. 100 paths may wind upward around a mountain, at the top they meet. Many roads lead to God in this theology. I want to quote what Albert Pike quoted. Actually, I'm just going to say what Manly Hall, I'm going to speak it out of my mouth. You can go look it up. But he said this: when a Mason understands the allegory, which means what is really behind the symbolism of Freemasonry, it says the seething power of Lucifer is in his hands. Albert Pike said that, and he's got Morals and Dogma, and Albert Pike was the creator, really, of the 32 rites of Scottish Rite here in this nation. He was a high-level Confederate general. They don't take his statues down. That's weird.
Okay.
They got his bust, and the Masons will originally say, "Well, we don't care about Al Pike anymore," but they got his body in their temple up in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. All right? But Albert Pike, he said, his words were that Lucifer is the good God and Adonai the bad God. Mm-hmm. In a nutshell. So, I just want to show. I'm going to go through some of these and then we're going to pray. So, when you see this symbol, that is called an obelisk. All right? You got them in London, New York, Washington, D.C. The Eiffel Tower is one built by a Mason. That is a male symbol, fertility symbol, called an obelisk. You would also call it was called an Asherah pole. And you read the Bible, if you read Kings and you read Chronicles, and you said God said they had those poles and they had these groves and all these places. This is what it's referring to. This is Baal worship gone underground. Ultimately, Baal worship was worshiping those gods. It goes back to pre-flood where I told you. But see, what the enemy's good at hiding things. And really, what even the saying of the elite of the world is hidden in plain sight. And most people won't even have a clue. And the steeple of every church is one of these, by the way. So, I sometimes say, Lord, if you send a storm by, don't destroy that church, but knock that steeple off.
Yes.
Look, this is Rome. You see that? There's Rome. There's the Vatican. This one here, this obelisk, is called Osiris' Needle. It came out of the Temple of Osiris in Egypt. That around it is what's called the eight-step path to enlightenment, which is akin with the satanic ritual. And it's also male and female again. So see the disc and see the female? There's one at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Bella Vista, Puerto Rico. There's one at the birthplace of Joseph Smith, the Mormon prophet, false prophet. Okay? Because he was a Mason. Mormonism and Mason, they're twins. The depths of it, I mean, it's twins. It's the tree of knowledge of good and evil being presented. Just a little bit different form. There's the American Baptist Theological Seminar in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm not against anybody. Listen, I love God's people anywhere, but I'm just telling you some of these denominations are flooded with Masons, even in the leadership. I told a girl yesterday, I was talking to her, a woman that we've ministered to, and she was calling, and I was talking to her about something, and she was talking about the church she was in, and it doesn't believe in the gifts of the Spirit and that kind of stuff. And I told her, I said, listen, if God's got you there on a mission, you know, that's one thing. But if that's not it, you're supposed to be in a place that believes God, or you've tied yourself to a place that's denying the power of God. And I said, now, if you're on a mission there and you know it's from God, that's okay. But if you don't, you need to get out of there. And I said, how many Masons on the board? She said, at least two. I said, she said, it don't seem like they want to grow. Doesn't seem like they want to believe God. I said, they can't. And it's not, as long as those guys are in leadership. That symbol, heaven to earth again. I know it's a symbol of Israel, okay? That don't mean it's okay. It's the Star of Remphan, that's what it is. It really should have been an olive tree or a menorah, but that got on there because of the Rothschilds, because that's their symbol, a red one. It ended up being blue, but the Rothschild symbol is that.
Amen.
Heaven to earth. Okay. Now this is yin-yang symbolism. So you got the sun and the moon, the sun, look at that, yin-yang, yin-yang, yin-yang. In the Masonic Lodge, this checkered floor represents that. Light and dark, light and dark, light and dark. I don't have time to go into the fullness of that. But that's what it is, and that's what their witnesses say in their recordings, what that represents. Light and dark, good and evil, dark force. See, there's a thing called duality. Okay? Duality. And what duality is there's a good God and there's a bad God, and they're always struggling for what's right and a struggle for power. Let me tell you something. There's our God, big G, Yahweh, and there's a bunch of little ones that He created. Now, they're mightier than we are. These fallen angels, they got power. They haven't been stripped yet, totally. We have authority over stuff. Okay, we do, in Jesus. But there's no battle for the throne of God. That is the quickest fight in history when Satan tried to take God's throne. He might have let the angels fall it out, but if it was a direct assault, he went poof, like that. And the devil fell from heaven. Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. Yeah. There is no fight for the throne of God. The fight is for your soul.
Amen.
Who are you going to agree with? Eastern Star. Right next to it's the Star of Baphomet. All seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill. That's the eye of Seth, the eye of Lucifer. It ain't God's all seeing providential eye. There's more of the eye of Lucifer that I've said. If you dealt with witchcraft, if you have Freemasonry in you, and it's never been closed, if you ever dabbled in stuff or you took drugs, you more than likely opened the third eye that this represents, which causes you to see into the spirit realm outside of the help of the Holy Spirit. That's what that represents. Look at all. Third eye. Third eye. Statue of Liberty. That's not a good symbol. that represents many goddesses, and it represents Apollo, and every one of them it represents has to do with sexual sin, has to do with offering of children at sacrifice, has to do with worshiping the sun. Okay, that was a gift of the Masons of France, the United States, that was resisted for 40 years by the American people. But they finally got it here. I thank you, Lord, when that thing isn't there. I got news for you. One day, all the statues are going to go away. All the stuff. I don't care what it is and who it's to. In the first place, before the when the Antichrist comes, he don't want anybody's stuff but his. Everything's going to go away. And then when Jesus comes, even all the Antichrist statues are going to be taken down. Okay? So when you start seeing stuff that is perplexing, why are people doing this, why are people doing that, what's all that about? And you can understand feelings and emotions and hurts and all that. But all of that is the way being paid for what's coming. Because this world system is going to be stripped down totally and replaced by another one for a short time. Until Jesus wraps it all up and establishes His kingdom here. Everybody say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
thank you,
thank you,
that you're coming.
Amen.
Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
I reject all godly spirits.
I reject all godly spirits.
Semiramis.
Athena.
Minerva.
Minerva.
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite.
Venus.
Artemis.
Diana.
Hestia.
Vesta. Demeter. Ceres.
Gaia.
Kara.
Rhea.
Ops. And every other spirit,
by any name,
has been worshipped by me
or
my ancestors, knowingly or unknowingly, in Jesus' name, I command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, let them go. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Semiramis and all like spirits, come out now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. So I reject Baal, Bimas, Hinnom, Trimon, Hulda, Lilith,
all these spirits
in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Hermes, come on out of there, Hermes. In the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read one of these oaths and then move. This is what they say. I do most solemnly and sincerely promise and swear without the least equivocation, mental reservation, self-evasion of mind and me, whatever, binding myself under no less penalty than to have my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the roots, and my body buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. So help me God and keep me steadfast in due performance of the same. That is just one of their vows. And because they made that vow, the throat would be cut, and then especially when the kids don't follow along with them, the penalties of that are enforced spiritually. And because God will honor somebody's words and honor somebody's words over their family, so most Mason's children have thyroid problems, they have trouble in their throat, sometimes they can have tongue problems. Man gave me testimony yesterday. His grandfather was a Freemason. They renounced all the Freemasonry. He used to bite his cheek, bite his gum, bite his tongue, and all that went away when he renounced it. So they also talk about cutting your chest open and ripping your heart out, cutting your abdomen open and your bowels being removed. So a lot of Mason's children have heart and lung issues. They have asthma problems. They have COPD problems. They have breathing problems. And every one of these bowels brings fear. And so they got fear, breathtaking fear. It takes it away. And then they got the abdomen problems. So they got Crohn's disease and all sorts of disease. Infirmity lodges in those three areas because of those vows. Say, I renounce
and forsake
all involvement
in
Prince Hall, in Freemasonry, Prince Hall Freemasonry, any other lodge or craft
of
any kind, by my ancestors
and myself.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce and cut off witchcraft,
the
spirit, principal spirit,
divine
Freemasonry.
I renounce and cut off
Baphomet, spirit of Antichrist, spirits of death and deceit. deception.
I renounce the
insecurity. The love of position. Power. Love of money. Avarice. Greed. Pride. Fear of death. Fear of man. Failing to trust in the name of Jesus. I renounce every position. The master. Worshipful master. Tyler. I renounce the entrapments. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the effects passed on from any female ancestor who felt distrusted, rejected by her husband, and kept things secret. I renounce the Women's Order of Freemasonry, Eastern Star, the Demolays, the Rainbow Girls. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the secret passwords, including Demolay, Hiram Abiff, Frederick of Prussia, Mika, Maha, Balaam, Adonai. I renounce all the penalties. I renounce and utterly forsake the great architect of the universe, Lucifer, the universal fatherhood of God, the cable toe, the false communion, the wine drunk from a human skull, the poison, the skeleton whose cold arms are invited to wrap around. I renounce the Grand Master, law, property, religion, greed, manipulation, control, blasphemy. I renounce the effects on the throat, the tongue. I renounce the hoodwink, the blindfold. And its effects on my spirit, emotions, and eyes. I renounce confusion, fear of the dark, fear of the light, fear of sudden noises. I renounce the blinding spiritual truth, darkness of soul, false imagination, condescension, spirit of poverty, the usurping of the marriage covenant. I renounce the secret words, Boaz, and Joachim. I renounce the serpent class and the python, and I break the power of the squeeze. I renounce the pagan teaching, Babylon and Egypt, the first, second, third, tracing boards. I renounce the mixtures, the fabrications, the lies, the presentation to every compass direction. I renounce the cable toe noose around my neck. I renounce asthma, hay fever, emphysema, and all other breathing difficulties. I renounce the ritual dagger, the compass point, the sword of the spear held against the breast, fear of death by stabbing pain, fear of heart attack. I break the witchcraft oath. I repent for the kissing of the volume of sacred law. I renounce the pride of self-righteousness in the name of Jesus. I renounce Shibboleth in the name of Jesus. I cut off emotional hardness, apathy, indifference, unbelief, deep anger in the name of Jesus. I cut off every spirit of infirmity in my chest, in my lungs, my heart, my emotions, in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the third degree and the curses on the stomach and the womb. I renounce secret words, Tubal Cain, Mahabone, in the name of Jesus. I renounce the spirit of death, blows to the head, the ritual murder, the fear of death, the false martyrdom, the fear of violent game attack, the fear of assault or rape, the helplessness of this degree, in the name of Jesus. I renounce Hiram Abiff, the false resurrection, and I break the power of infirmity, stomach, gallbladder, womb, and liver. I renounce the point within the circle, phallus worship, bondages, the G, the occultic, yin and yang symbols, five-pointed blazing star, pentagram, I renounce the all-seeing eye. The eye of Horus. False communions. Mockery. Unbelief. Confusion. Depression. In the name of Jesus. I renounce salvation by works. I renounce fear of insanity. Self-mindedness. Unstable. Anguish. Death wish. Suicide. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Death. Hell and the grave have no power over me, for you took the keys. Father, I repent for myself, for being double-minded. I confess the sins of my ancestors that professed Christ and joined Freemasonry. And I break the power of double-mindedness and obsessive-compulsive and manic-depressive. In the name of Jesus. And bipolar. In Jesus' name. I renounce anger, hatred, murder, antichrist, revenge, retaliation, apathy, false religion, all unbelief, all secret passwords, piercing of the eyeballs, laying of the feet. I renounce Allah. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that you're my deliverer. I renounce Hermes, Job's daughters, daughters of the Eastern Star. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the bankruptcy, God of good fortune, the ill fortune. I renounce plucking with violence, stripping of all monies. I renounce the curse of the poor box. I renounce all manipulation for ungodly giving. I renounce the covenant ring of Freemasonry in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you deliver me. In Jesus' name. Now do this with me. We're going to do it just like swinging that sword earlier. Say, I take off the hoodwink. It's like a blindfold. They get it in the first degree, and they become spiritually blind. Say, I take this off and give it to you. Now, there's a veil of mourning. Keeps a person in perpetual mourning, an ongoing mourning. Say, Lord, I take off the veil of mourning. Give it to you. There's a cable tie. It's like a noose that goes around the neck. Undo that noose, take it off, and say, I give this to you, Jesus. There is a belt. That's called it's a lambskin apron. It's got a snake clasp belt on it. And let's take that into that lambskin apron represents purity by good living instead of through Jesus Christ in the blood. So let's take that snake clasp off and that apron and give it to Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give that to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Take it off. Now I'll say, look, there's balls and chains. Take them off your ankles in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give those to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, they don't belong to us anymore. In the name of Jesus, on your right hand, on the wedding, where your wedding ring would go, would be a Masonic ring. And so it's a wedding ring. You may have got to represent a marriage to Lucifer, and it supplants the normal marriage the way it's supposed to be. Say, I take off that ring. I give it to you. For I'm married to you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, they wear regalia like a soldier with all his medals, and they wear their stuff. And so let's just take that off. And Lord, I repent of the pride of displaying all of what I've done in Jesus' name, the Masonic regalia. In Jesus' name, we give it to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. All right. Now start breathing, if you would. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Distrust, rejected, master, worshipful master, Tyler, entrapment, Baphomet. Come out, Baphomet. Come out, witchcraft from Freemasonry. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Demon called Lucifer. Come on out of there. In the name of Jesus. All dark light spirits. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Death and deception. Antichrist. Come out. Insecurity. Level position. Level power. Fear. Come out now. Fear. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Love of money. Avarice. Greed. Pride. In the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Fear of death. Fear of man. Not able to trust Jesus. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out now. Come on out. Come on out, worshipful master. Come on out in traveling. Come on out, secret, secret, dark things done in the brother. Keep preaching, son. Go, 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 go. Every women's order of Freemasonry, go. Eastern Star. Spirit by degree. First, second, third, fourth. All the way up to 32nd. All in the name of Jesus. All the way up to 13th. In the name of Jesus, New York. Get out, get out, get out. Eastern Star, Demolay, Rainbow Girl. Every occultic organization. Get out, get out. If you ain't breathing, they ain't moving. If you're frozen, nothing's happening. You gotta warm out in the name of Jesus. I can promise you, I can just promise you, if you got ancestors, you got demons from Freemasonry. Get out, get out, get out. Emily, Hiram Abib, Frederick of Persia. Now let them get out, get out, get out. Everybody say, Father, I honor my ancestors, but because I wouldn't even be born. But Father, I utterly disagree with Freemasonry and every other sin. And command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Emile, Hiram Abib, Frederick of Prussia, Mika, Maka, Balaam, Adonai, get out in the name of Jesus. That spirit's enforcing the penalties. Come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Great architect of the universe. Come out of there. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that makes alive the universal fatherhood of God. Go, 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 go. All roads lead to God. Go, go, go. There's one path. And that's Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Now, cable toe spirits, come out of there. You who affect their throats. You who affect their heart. You who affect their throats and their Adam's apple and their tongue. In the name of Jesus, you stake you two buried. Get out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit from the cable toe to the wine drunk, all false communion, say, Lord, I repent. For every time communion was done. In any way. In an unholy manner. Now I command all spirits of death that came through that to go. Especially mockery. Get out. Now get out. Get out. Get out, you mocking spirit. Get out, mockery. Get out, mockery. Go, 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 go. Even from the Catholic Church, I'll break that down too. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. I'll break the power of transubstantiation. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. You skeleton arms. I take your arms from around them. You cold, dead spirit. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Grandmaster, law, property, religion, creed, witchcraft, manipulation, control. Get out, get out, get out, get out. In the name of Jesus, secret spirit, get out of there. Every spirit of infirmity in the throat and the tongue, I command the hoodwink to go, the blindfold to go, that on the spirits and their emotions and their eyes, make them numb. In the name of Jesus, confusion, fear of the dark, fear of the light, fear of sudden noises. Get out of God's people now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, blinding spirit, mind blinding spirit, darkness of the soul, false imaginations, condensation. In the name of Jesus, condescension, get out. In the name of Jesus, spirit of poverty, say go. Everybody say go. Go. Don't worry about her. She's still with you. Still with you and the Lord. Stay focused here if you want delivered. Come on. Stay focused. Come on. Go, 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 go. Every spirit that you search the marriage covenant, get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Come on, let him go. Let him go. Boaz, get out of here. Hawking, let him go. Serpent class, get out. Python, get out. Father, I unwind and thank you with your angels that unwind those pythons from around their neck, that cut off every spirit that would shut them off from the word of God coming in and out. Python, go! In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, focus, focus. Now, don't get distracted. Everybody take a deep breath. Say, Jesus, you're doing a good work. I want you to keep doing it. I need to be delivered. I want your love to pour in and destroy this darkness. Take a deep breath. Come out. Pagan spirits, Babylon. Come out, Babylon. Come out, Babylon. Come out, Babylon. Come out, O Egypt. Come out, O Egypt. Get out, Babylon. Get out, Babylon. Nimrod. Say, Lord, I renounce. Nimrod. Semiramis. Tammuz. Osiris. Isis. Horus. Brahma. Vishnu. Shiva. And all other demonic trinities. All Luciferian trinities. Come out of me now. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Come on out, Babylon. Come on out, Egypt. In the name of Jesus, come on out. Every Eastern religious spirit, all Hinduism, in the name of Jesus, go, Buddhism, by any culture, by any name. In the name of Jesus, go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, you mixture spirits, go. You spirits of compromise, get out of them. Fabrication, lie, blasphemy, get out. In the name of Jesus, go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I break the power.
All witchcraft.
From every point of the compass. North. South.
East.
And west.
West.
And all colored witchcraft. Of every color spectrum. Now I command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Get out. Down to the north. Down to the south. Down to the east. Down to the west. Get out. And every compass corner between. Go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Blue magic, white magic, red magic, yellow magic. In the name of Jesus. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go. Black magic. Come on. Get out. Every color. In the name of Jesus. With the grace of power. In the name of Jesus. Come on out now. Asthma, come out. Hay fever, come out. Emphysema, all breathing difficulties, get out now. In the name of Jesus, go. Thank you, Lord. Those compass points are out. We pull them out of your chest and the sword out of the chest. Come on, go. Fear of heart attack. Fear of death. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft, go. We break your power. In the name of Jesus, let God's people go. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I repent for pride. Even thinking I know everything. For being stubborn and rebellious. And even when I've done well, thinking it's all about me, not you. And now I command pride, my Father, all of His Son, to go in Jesus' name. Self-righteousness, Pharisee. Now take a deep breath. Come out. Get out. No, I know how to do this. No, I got this. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go. Let him go. In Jesus' name. You spirits of infirmity in the throat, in the vocal cords, in the nasal passages, in the bronchial tubes. Go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Shibboleth, go. Every spirit of infirmity in the heart, the lungs, the chest, in the name of Jesus. Go. Pain cords, chasing cords, spirits. Get out. First, second, third. In the name of Jesus. Hardness, emotional hardness, apathy, indifference, unbelief, deep anger. Get out. Say, Lord, I've been angry. I've forgiven everybody. I command all anger, all offense to go now. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on. Let him go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on. Go. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Go. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit in the wombs. Every spirit in the stomach. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Infirmities. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. Barrenness. Come out of there. Oh, Lord, I thank you for fire from the third heaven to burn up Jezebel's webs now. In the name of Jesus. Burn them up, Lord. I ask you. Burn up the spiders. Burn up the serpents, Lord. Burn up the scorpions of fear from these things. Get out. In Jesus' name. Third tracing board. Go. Maha bone. Get out now. Maha bone. Get out in the name of Jesus. Tubal-Cain. Get out in the name of Jesus. Tubal-Cain. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go. False martyrdom. Victim. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go. Perversion. Sexual perversion. Freemasonry. I press your power. Say, I am not a temple prostitute. I renounce the temple prostitute. And I confess the sin, the sleeping of people, with people in my bloodline that were representing their gods, thereby becoming one. And I renounce these. And I divorce every false god represented in that action. And I break the power of promiscuity. promiscuity and the temple prostitute. In the name of Jesus, you command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Prostitute, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Adultery, fornication, masturbation, pornography. Get out now. In the name of Jesus, fantasy and fantasy lust. I break your power. In the name of Jesus, let God's people go now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hiram Abiff, go. Get out. False resurrections, get out. Spirits in the stomach, the gallbladder, the womb, the liver. Everybody get where your liver is and take the darts out. Now take the darts out from sexual sin in the name of Jesus. Now come out of them in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out of those livers. In the name of Jesus, hepatitis C, you're hiding in there. Come out. You can't stay. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Get out of the gallbladder. Say, Lord, I'm repenting. I've given up my bitterness. It don't belong to me. It's not mine anymore. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you that the gall of bitterness has to leave me. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Sons and daughters, come on. Out, out, out. Call the bitterness. Come out of there. Call the bitterness. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out of there, gallbladder. In the name of Jesus. Now, at the point in the circle, come out. Bondage, come out. Phallus symbols, come out. All obelisks, come out. Obelisks, come out that have been put in these bodies spiritually. Pentagrams, put on them. Go, go, go. We take the blood of Jesus and erase the pentagram. We erase the phallus symbols. The part within the circle. In the name of Jesus. The obelisk and yin yang. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Now say, now touch your forehead. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I repent.
I repent.
Confess the sin. All occultic activity. And Freemasonry. And drug use. And I ask you, Lord, close his third eye. And kick out the spirits. And hold it open. Along with the shaman. The medicine man. The witch doctor. Warlocks, and every other practitioner of witchcraft, sorcery, tarot card readers, palm readers, all of you, get out in Jesus' name. Come on out, come on out. Every bone lady, come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Every feather worker, every bone worker, come out now in the name of Jesus. All the way back to their ancestral land. That witchcraft all the way back, you ancient spirits, in the name of Jesus. Come on, the European ones, the African ones, the South American ones. Come on out, Mexican ones. Come on out from every culture, every continent. Come on out, wherever they are in the bloodline. Get out of there in the name of Jesus, you ancient demons. Get out in Jesus' name. Third eye be closed. Eye chorus go in the name of Jesus. All confusion go. All depression go. Say, Lord. You're my God.
You're my God.
And I receive the oil of gladness.
I'm
going to put on a garment of praise. The spirit of heaviness. Some disappointment. Discouragement. And depression. Heaviness. It has to go. In Jesus' name. Even inherited. Inherited insanity. Go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on out of them now. In the name of Jesus, even fear of insanity, anguish, death wish, suicide, premature death. Get out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Antichrist go, revenge go, retaliation go, all false religions, all false beliefs. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out of their eyes. Come out of their feet from the flaying and the piercing. Get up in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all defilement, spiritual defilement, from drinking urine, drinking blood. Go, 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 go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Raise your hands to heaven, church. Say, Lord, you're good. You're good today. Now, Lord, right now, I'm asking you to remove any demons who are supposed to come out now that you ordained to come out of me, that I can hold this territory till the next round. I agree. They have to come out. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. in the name of Jesus. Do you agree, Carney?
Yes.
Yeah, brother, I agree
with you. Do you agree, Deborah?
Yes.
Do you agree, Gene? So be it. It's done. And I'll take a deep breath. Come on. Out. All you squatters, all you hiders, anybody trying to hide, anybody thought you got away with it, you didn't. Come on out of there. The Lord knows where you are. You can't hide from Jesus. You can't hide from Jesus. Get out of there, you hide, you secret things. In the name of Jesus, get out. Hidden works of darkness, come out. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, you sulfur bearers, I call you up and out now. In the name of Jesus, go. All condemnation, all shame, all guilt, all fear, let them go. In the name of Jesus. Now say, Father,
Father,
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for choosing me.
Thank you for choosing me.
I give you permission.
I give you permission.
Continue to deliver me.
Continue to deliver me.
I ask you to fill me.
I ask you to fill me.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
With your spirit.
With your spirit.
Spirit of Yahweh.
Spirit of Yahweh.
Spirit of wisdom.
Spirit of
counsel.
Counsel.
Might.
Right.
Understanding.
Understanding.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
And the fear of the Lord.
Fear of the Lord.
Fill me, Lord.
Fill me, Lord.
Perfect love.
Perfect love.
That cast out fear.
Cast out fear.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Fill me, Lord.
Fill me.
Baptize me with your love.
Lord,
I give you permission.
Lord, I give you permission.
To heal me.
To heal me.
Heal my soul.
Heal my soul.
Heal my heart.
Heal my heart.
Heal my wounds.
Heal my wounds.
Now, one more thing. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Come in. Do this. You're like, it's like a knife. It's a sword of the Lord. And say, I cut every umbilical cord
to darkness.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath. Every spirit that was attached to that. Go. Every demonic in the name of Jesus. Let him go. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, Father, now thank you. I trust you with me. I give myself to you. I don't want to block your love, which you're always giving. So every spirit that has blocked me from knowing your love as my daddy, as my father, as a good father, as an amazing father, I now command to go. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Come on, every spirit, Father, come on to God. Come on out of him in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, Father, I ask you to reveal to me just what it means to be your son, to be your daughter, to be your child. Raise me, Lord.
I accept myself.
I accept that you've accepted me. Just like I am. Valuable. Priceless. But I also accept you're going to change me into Christ's image. I'm volunteering. Do with me what you will. In Jesus' name. Raise your hands one more time. Father, I bless them in the name of Jesus. I seal their deliverances. Every bit of territory that's been taken this weekend, in the name of Jesus, I seal it with the blood of the Lamb of God. I forbid the birds to steal any of this, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They go blessed. I bless them in their going. I bless them in their coming. I bless them in everything they do. And I bless them to have the understanding and revelation, knowledge, and the wisdom to walk out the truth of the Word of God as your hand is upon them, your good hand, Lord, all the days of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.